The Big Apology. Hello and welcome. Welcome to Input English. In today's episode, we rejoin the Boy Scout troop and Craig on their camping trip. The campfire incident was last night, and they had a good night's sleep, sort of. Craig found it a little difficult to sleep in a tent with another young scout. But now the sun is up, and they're ready for breakfast. Now, the boys expected the breakfast to be some nice big breakfast like bacon and eggs or ham and eggs, something big and rich, because they were hungry. They were a little surprised to find what the scoutmaster and his assistants were cooking. They had a big pot and they were cooking oatmeal. And they had a couple of big containers of fruit that they had cut up to serve the boys. So breakfast for the scout troop was a large serving of hot oatmeal and a lot of fresh fruit. This was not what they expected, but as they ate and talked, it became clear they were very satisfied with this meal, and there was a lot of it. After breakfast, they cleaned up, and the scout leader gave them instructions on how to sweep out their tent, roll up their bedrolls, and put all their gear back into their backpacks. When this was all done, they put the gear into the van. Next, they were instructed to sweep out the inside of the tent and clean the tents nicely. The scoutmaster taught them how to strike their tents, taking them down and fold them properly. The scoutmaster had experience with this in the past, with boys just stuffing the tents in the bags, and he was concerned. He wants these tents to last a long time. When the tents were all folded up and in their bags, they were put in the van as well. Next, using a couple of rakes, some older scouts cleaned the camping area, preparing it for the next group of scouts that would be using it in days to come. Soon they loaded up and drove back to town to go to their homes. On the way home, Craig was thinking about all the things he needed to tell Bobby and his parents about his great adventures on the camping trip. He had completely forgotten about the cut on his finger. Soon, Craig was at home. He was greeted by his parents, but he was a little surprised at the way his father greeted him. He said, "Hello," and then he said, "Craig, we need to talk." Well, Craig was very concerned about this. This sounded ominous. What had he done? Was he going to get a lecture? This sounded like a big problem. So he put his dirty clothes in the utility room and reported to the living room to talk to his dad. They sat down and his dad began. "Craig, I owe you an apology. I'm very sorry." Craig had no idea what this was all about. When Craig cut his finger on the camping trip, he showed it to the scoutmaster. Now the scoutmaster, Mr. Rivers, used to be a medic in the Navy. He was very experienced with wounds, small wounds, cuts, big wounds, terrible injuries from combat. He knew a lot about wounds. And when he looked at that little cut on Craig's finger, he knew that it was going to be okay. Mr. Rivers knew that this healthy young boy was going to heal that cut up very quickly and it wouldn't be a problem. However, Mr. Rivers was a good scoutmaster. So when this incident occurred, he took a couple of minutes to call Craig's father and tell him what happened. He went on to explain to Craig's father that that little Swiss Army knife was probably not the best knife for Craig to use in Boy Scout type activities. He said, you know, the handle is too small. There's no finger guard. It's too hard for him to grip, and it may have contributed to how he got injured. Well, hearing this, Craig's father was not happy. And that's why the apology. So in the living room, as his father said, I'm very sorry. He reached into the sofa and he picked up this. He said, Craig, you cut your finger with that little Swiss Army knife I gave you. I was very happy to give you that Swiss Army knife, but I didn't realize it wasn't the right type of knife for you to take on a Boy Scout camping trip. Swiss Army knives are good for various uses, and they're very compact. They fit in your pocket, but they're not a good camp knife, and they're not appropriate for what you were trying to do with them. I think your cut finger is really my fault. So I am sorry, and I want to make it up to you. This is your new knife. And he gave Craig a knife just like this. Craig was astonished. He looked at it. He read the name, Buck. It's a Buck knife. He had heard about them. He had seen them in the store, but he'd never had one. So he opened the snap and pulled it out. His father explained that this is a good camp knife. It has a blade that's not too long. It's made out of stainless alloy, so it won't rust. It's very strong. The handle is designed to be gripped, and there's a small finger guard here so your hand won't slip onto the blade. His father explained that if he had had a knife like this for what he was doing in camp, maybe he would not have been hurt. Well, Craig wasn't really worried about his cut finger because he had completely forgotten about it. But he was thrilled to have this new knife, and he was impressed at what his father had said. He undid his belt and slipped the belt through the loop, putting the knife on his hip. He was very happy with his knife. He sat back down, and his father continued. He said, you know, people make mistakes. I make mistakes, you make mistakes. It's something that people do. But if a mistake causes harm to another person, whether it's physical harm or financial harm, whatever kind of harm you create, it's probably not enough to say, gee, I'm sorry. If harm has occurred, the question is, how do you make it right? How can you make amends for a wrong? The reason I gave you that knife is to do my best to make it right. Now, I can't uncut your finger. It will heal. But I can give you a knife that's more appropriate, that you can use for years. I'm just trying to make it right. Craig was very impressed. He and his father get along great, and they talk about a lot of things, but this kind of man-to-man discussion was impressive to Craig. It was a heart-to-heart talk. He felt very good about that. He got up, gave his dad a hug, asked if that was all. His dad said, "Yes, Craig." And he went off to talk to Bobby about all the things that happened. Of course, happy to have his new knife on his belt where it belongs. That's it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. The next episode, we're going to learn what Bobby and, of course, Oscar did while Craig was in the woods on his camping trip. Hope to see you on the next episode. All the best. Bye.